the idea of finding your life partner online used to seem like a crazy idea, but for many Americans, using a dating app has become pretty standard. One popular app, Tinder, has over 50 million active users as of last year, with the average user spending over 90 minutes a day on the app. While finding love with the flick of a finger might seem like an easy route, many preliminary studies are finding that things like regular rejection and navigating the overwhelming amount of choices can have some negative effects on our mental health. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you use dating apps or have in the past, what has your experience been like? Do you like online dating? Have you felt like you've been rejected a lot? Did it make you feel good to be liked a lot? And do you think it's an effective way to meet someone in today's world? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Skylar Wang is a PhD candidate who studies the sociology of online dating at UC Berkeley. In 2016, he taught a course called What Makes You Click? The Sociology of Online Dating, and he taught that at the University of British Columbia. He's also mentored individuals on online dating usage. Skylar, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, do you think the experience of users depends on which dating platform they've tried? How different are the different platforms?
Yeah, absolutely. I think different apps serve different demographics and users with varying agendas. And so, if you, for example, try an app like Grindr, which is predominantly used by gay men, it has this sort of association with hookup culture, and so most gay men use it for hooking up, whereas, you know, apps like Match.com or OkCupid or even Coffee Meets Bagel, they have this sort of association with folks who are more interested in the long-term relationships and more serious forms of dating. And so depending on the app that you're on, definitely it shapes how you interact with other people, as well as your own self-representation. And that, of course, could lead to varying forms of outcomes when you're navigating the online dating sphere.
So obviously, people manage to meet and form relationships long before dating apps, long before the internet, long before computers existed. But from your research and working with people who are using dating apps, do you get the sense that dating apps are helping us in the social sphere?
I definitely do think so. I work with a lot of folks who identify as LGBTQ+, and so in sociology, we call, you know, especially when it comes to online dating, they belong to the market that we call the thin market, who are people who tend to have less opportunities to meet partners offline. And so for these individuals, online dating has really sort of opened up a new world for them to meet people, to connect with people who may not, you know, necessarily feel comfortable, say, going to the gay bar or whatnot. There are, you know, historically, there are more offline opportunities for heterosexuals. And so for them, the game is a little different, and it's a little more complicated. I think increasingly we see more and more straight folks, as well as LGBTQ folks, turning to online dating just because that is the norm now. Everyone's doing it, right? So in order not to miss out on someone, I think a lot of people hop on the bandwagon and it sort of joins this movement, whether actively or passively.
So with any of these apps, and they're all a little different, but basically with these apps, you have to express interest in someone and then see if they express interest in you. And even if they do, sometimes they'll just kind of disappear. You get ghosted. What does it do to us if we are putting ourselves out there and maybe expressing interest in different people and over either not matching in the first place or not having it lead anywhere?
Yeah, I think there are definitely sort of long-term psychological effects. The thing about online dating is that the swiping and the selections are endless, right? So people have this paradox of choice that they deal with. When you're constantly getting rejected, when you swipe right on someone and you don't get the same right swipe on you, definitely I think these little, you know, tiny little rejections add up. And, you know, the design of online dating apps, I think they have to take some responsibility for that. But as well, I think for users themselves, I think it's important that they build resilience, right? That they understand that other people are experiencing the same thing as them, right? And that maybe perhaps not ascribing too much meaning to these individual rejections could be, you know, a kinder way of doing online dating. But then I also always encourage my clients and people that I help to sort of take a more open-minded approach, right? To, when in doubt, swipe right, which is, you know, say yes to someone. Because you never know whether or not you might be interested in someone. Because I think right now what the swiping mechanism has done for a lot of people is that this sort of evaluation is very superficial. Mm-hmm. You're trying to make a decision based on one photo. Some people don't even really read profiles anymore. And so I think a more open-minded and a more kind approach is to really take your time to sort of get a sense of who this person is holistically and to say more yeses than no.
I want to try to get a couple of our callers on. So let's go first to Lane in Twin Lakes. Hi, Lane.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure. Go ahead.
How are you? Oh, I guess my thoughts as I was just having a conversation with your gentleman that answered the phone is, you know, I've tried online dating. I started in, like, 2010, you know, and did it a few times throughout the year, hence, like, meeting someone in between. But, you know, for me personally, like I was saying, I'm a very intuitive person, so it actually caused a lot of anxiety for me because to meet somebody in person, I can actually feel, you know, have a really good, you know, kind of gut instinct sort of guidance. Mm-hmm. And you can't feel any of that based off of, you know, a picture or the information that people write, whether, you know, you don't know whether it's even true or not, you know, or what their intentions are. It's just the picture, you know. And I found for me personally, you know, like, it's one thing to talk to somebody, you know, on the phone or through text messages and things, but when I actually had to go meet somebody, I would actually end up sick. Mm-hmm. You know, I would actually end up, like, sick to my stomach, mm-hmm. you know. And for the most part, you know, to be honest with you, for me, I actually met more people that had really, really odd, strange behavior than I did to actually meet somebody who was just a normal, mature, you know, healthy individual.
And we're running a little short on time, Lane. Thanks for that call. I want to go to Sigourney in Green Bay next. Hi, Sigourney.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I have sort of a stranger take on this, I guess. I really lucked out. I signed up for Tinder probably about two years ago now. But the first and only person I spoke to on there, we're now married. I just had my first year wedding anniversary, October 6th. We went to Devil's Lake for some crisp fall weather camping, but completely different experience, at least on my part. He had been on the dating app for over 2.5 years, he told me, before he ended up connecting with me and speaking with me. And we hit it off on our first date, had Indian food, and just really clicked.
All right. Thank you so much, Sigourney, and congratulations on your anniversary. So, Skylar, two very different experiences there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would like to respond to the first caller. I think it's what I tell people oftentimes, you know, when they struggle with online dating or they're losing faith in the process, is that I think it's perhaps more helpful to think of online dating more as an introductory service than a dating service. Mm. So the idea is that you're really trying to just get a sense, you're trying to connect with new people, right? And then, because not much of the dating really happens online, you're just trying to get a quick sense of who they are, right? Paint a relatively complete picture of, like, just have a rough, like, idea of, you know, their personality and whatnot. And then the idea is to hurry up and set up the first date and transition to offline dating, mm-hmm. right? And once you meet that person, you know, in real life, there's no, the online dating aspect of that completely fades away, right? So the people that you meet, whether or not it's at the bar or through a dating app, they're the same people, really. And so, and because everyone is, you know, online dating, I think really the solution here is to not give up hope and also to just be sort of more open-minded. I mean, it's love is a hard process, right? It's not supposed to be easy. And so finding a partner and building a relationship is not an easy process. So I would encourage the first caller to not give up hope. The idea that there are a lot of creeps who use online dating apps, I think, has been debunked just because everyone is using online dating apps. And so it's just about sort of managing your expectations and being better at it, right? Getting a good sort of understanding of dating literacy, for example. I think these things are more important.
And that's a great place to leave it. Skylar, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Skylar Wang is a PhD candidate who studies the sociology of online dating at UC Berkeley. He joined us to talk about the impact of using dating apps and how they can have on our self-esteem and mental health.